Arinda Basu is an associate professor of epidemiology at the School of Health Sciences at the University of Canterbury. And the World Health Organization has declared that the monkeypox outbreak is, in fact, a public health emergency of international concern. Arinda, tēnā koe. My name's Dale. Thanks for joining us on the program today. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. Good to talk to you.
Thanks a lot. And good to talk epidemiology issues with you. Gee, we've had a whack around, haven't we, for the last couple of years, two or three years, with the COVID now, mad flu, whooping cough, measles, chicken pox, monkey pox. I mean, where's it going to end, Arinda?
I don't know where it's going to end. It's probably the beginning of it. But, it is definitely a very, very difficult time for almost everyone. We didn't really need the monkey pox at all, but It's here.
There's a couple of cases here, isn't there?
Yes.
Are we talking about isolation? Are we approaching this in the same way, perhaps, that we did COVID? You know, go home, stay home, and try not to pass it on to people. How do we react to monkeypox? And does it deserve some sort of community attention? Certainly not panic. But how much of a risk does this pose to us, Arinda?
Yeah, very, very, very good questions. I think let me answer the first question first. If there are signs and symptoms of monkeypox, the official position for the Ministry of Health is this, that you should isolate yourself for 21 days. And depending on whether you're a close contact or you're not a close contact, if you yourself have signs and symptoms, which means that if there's fever, if there is any kind of rash that is developing, then you get yourself tested. And then at that point, consider yourself to be isolating for 21 days. If you're a contact of a person who has been diagnosed with monkeypox, then, or has suspected with monkeypox, then you should isolate yourself for 7 days, watch every day for the appearance of the symptoms. And if any symptoms appear, then you should get yourself tested and report to the local, either the GP or the health center, and do that. So that's really, really important. And in terms of what needs to be done, in terms of the how do we do go about it, the government has already started putting together the samples of vaccines. And there are medicines that are now available called Tecovirimat, which will probably be available in our country as well. And generally, symptomatic treatments are basically all that you need. So it's not that bad, but it still needs to be taken care of.
Arinda, obviously, we're nervous because of our large families. And so Māori and Pacifica families, because we live in close proximity, obviously the threat to our whānau is perhaps elevated. Is that reason to be anxious here? I'm aware of just a couple of cases. 21 days isolation is almost impractical in some of our whānau's settings. So we're in the firing line again, but I don't want to overstate things. I mean, how widespread could this become, and what sort of advice might you give to our whānau who live in larger numbers in our households?
And a very, very, again, I mean, million-dollar question. Now, okay, look, I mean, it's, as far as we know, monkeypox is not going to be as widespread as COVID, right? So it's not going to be like that. But the problem with monkeypox is that it has got a tendency to be almost like an endemic, or there was a slow, continuous spread for several weeks to months and so on and so forth. So which means that we have to be a little bit vigilant. We have to understand that there are risks. As far as practicable, we have to stay away from the risks, and definitely for large families staying together, this means that a lot of people are at stake, at risk all at the same time. So and the disease, of course, affects almost everyone these days, we know, but I know that predominantly it is a problem of the men having sex with men. So it's like an MSM, transgender, that kind of community are at higher risk. But most of other households are probably at lower risk as of now, as we know. But nevertheless, a risk is a risk. It's an infectious disease. So as long as we are aware that there is a possibility, as long as we know that there is a chance and take precautions such as wearing a mask, maintaining a distance, that are our best kind of tools that we can do to stay safe. And of course, the very first signs of anything, get yourself tested, reported, take the medicines. And unfortunately, the period of isolation is what has to be followed.
Do we have the medicines? I mean, Māori whānau are used to chicken pox, eh? But monkey pox? Yeah. Well, maybe not. And even if you go to the doctor, would they know how to identify monkey pox? And the other question I guess I've got for you, Alan Dumb, is once it's in our country, is it here to stay?
Well, that's a good question again, because you see that monkeypox never used to be. Monkeypox is like a 1,000-year-old disease. It used to be mainly a disease of the African continents, and there are two kind of strains, and all that kind of stuff. And it shot to prominence recent years. 2003 was the first outbreak. 2013 was a bigger outbreak, and then 2017 first outbreak of Nigeria. So increasingly, we are seeing that the monkeypox is becoming more and more prominent. So once the government starts pushing back again with vaccinations and things like that, it'll probably fade away. But till that time, we have to accept that there will be a low level of monkeypox infections throughout the community once it settles in a community. Now, the problem this time is this, that there are community transmissions, which means that we cannot link it to somebody who has got overseas or some other ways. So all we want, at least in New Zealand, is this, that we do not want community transmissions only because of our population structure that we have, particularly looking at our Māori and Whanau and the Pacifica. We have special people there that we have to be very careful and protect.
Thanks very much. Nice meeting you too, Doc. Thanks very much, Alan Dumb. Just with the COVID thing, we still seem to be monitoring what long COVID is.
Yeah.
So it's still a moving target. Is it here to stay? I mean, are we ever going to shed the land of the COVID disease, or is it with us for life?
Unfortunately, with long COVID, it's going to be a problem for some time. And the biggest problem with long COVID is this, that it affects everyone. The children, it's a different constellation of problems. Men older people, there are different ones. And no one, it's very difficult to pinpoint exactly that something is long COVID. Now, we are still working it out, but given the level of infections that we have at the moment and in the past, the bad news is this, that long COVID will be for some time with us over the next 5, 6, 7 years. And but we'll have to be mindful again, do good studies to see that these are because of long COVID, particularly problem with the children of heart disease and men and women as well. So myriad appearances, you see. Long COVID is not easy.
I thank you for your thoughts and professional observations, Alan Dumb.
Thank you.
All the best to you for the day, the week ahead, and thank you for sharing some kōrero here on Māori Radio. Ngāmihi.
Yeah, great kōrero. Yeah, see you later.
Tēnā koe. Alan Dumb Basu, Associate Professor of Epidemiology at the School of Health Sciences at the University of Canterbury.